Jeff here. Thanks for listening. Go to playvolutionhq.com/ccbag or click the link in the show notes for the show's archives, ways to connect, ways to support the show, information about happy hour, and more. Child Care Barn Girl Podcast, the world's longest running and most prolific early learning podcast. I'm Jeff Johnson, coming to you from upstairs studio in the snuggery along the Gulf of Mexico. With me, Carol the Cripple Cole. How you doing, Carol? Cripple? We can't say cripple anymore, can we? That's
what everyone else is calling me. So I guess it's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Well. Okay, then I don't.
With
I get
disdain, too.
It.
Like, oh, well, I guess we can't pick on you because you're cripple. Like,
oh,
okay.
No, I'm calling you a cripple with joy. What? So I haven't seen you since last year.
It's been a while.
what's been going on?
You know, we're just killing it in 2024 over here. Yeah, I currently cannot walk under my own steam. We decided to be more active in this year of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls had gotten into rollerblading, and then those who didn't have them got them for Christmas, and then my husband and I got a pair, and we had gone out one other time, and then it was Taylor Swift night, so I was there with bells on I was with bells on
at
the floor.
at the roller rink.
Yes,
with rollerblades at the roller rink.
Yes. Oh, rollerblades are easier. I can't operate at all on skates.
Hmm.
Not even a little.
I don't recall back in the day they would allow rollerblades on the rink floor. But
oh yeah, this
long,
one, if you go for
ago.
Like toddler or homeschooling, this place I don't normally go to because we refer to it as the Nazi place because they follow you around and make you feel like a criminal if you're drinking water.
Oh.
So
supposed
like,
to be drinking tequila when you're on
like in the designated area. Like this is the place where I tried to leave with the bottle of water that I bought there, and we were leaving and she tried to tell me I couldn't take it out past that point. And I was like, yeah, I'm taking it, you know. Just
apparently it's a skating rink run by former TSA employees.
Yes.
So
yes.
that's so good. So first I want to get to the injury, but also need to know what Taylor Swift night at the roller rink entails.
It entails the most fun is what it entails. It's fantastic. You go, they play only Taylor songs all night.
Uh-huh.
And most people dress up to go. Like,
uh-huh.
Everyone's dressed either in their favorite era or just in their favorite Taylor swag. It's adorable. Like, to see, like, all... And it's all ages, because, like, I am a Swiftie from the get. Like, as soon as she came out, I was a fan. So, like, there's people my age there. Like, we're all jamming out. But then you have, like, every generation after us. Like, and then, like, the little ones, like, in all their sparkles and their cowboy hats and their... It's just very cute.
I recall it's been a long time since I read Dante's Inferno, but I recall that what you just described is one of the lower levels, lower rings of hell that Dante described was the Swift ring of hell.
The Swifty ring of hell, yeah.
That sounds like I would be, let's see, what would there be in a roller rink that I could open a vein with?
Stick with me. I can apparently find something for you. So
okay, but I'm glad it's your husband was with. Was he wearing Taylor garb?
No.
Is he a big Swifty?
No. Mm-mm.
But he went with anyway.
He went with anyway because he loves
that's
his
a
kids.
that's a good husband and
yes.
husband
and
father.
Thank God
good.
He was there because, you know, the workers could not get me off the floor. So.
Okay, now let's get into this. How did you end up on the floor? What happened?
Strangely enough, I assumed that I was going to fall at some point during that night because I'm just not good on my feet without wheels on them. I can rollerblade, not super well, but I'm pretty proficient, you know, but I'm just clumsy. So I assumed if anything was going to happen, I was going to break my wrist because it was a more crowded night. So we have like, there's lots of little kids, you know, falling all around you. You got to dodge them. Like at one point, my
Sure.
husband came with me and goes, I just ran over a kid, but I didn't fall. And he was like so happy.
That's good. I would think when it's really crowded, it's actually safer because then the people you fall into break your fall and it would
No.
cause you less damage. That's what I would aim for.
Well, I thought that I was going to fall. It was going to be trying to avoid somebody who fell in front of me, which is the trickiest part. Or there was this group of people who my husband was referring to as Whoville because they were all joining hands. Like they were holding hands, but they were like six people across. So it was hard to get around them and they weren't going
Sure.
very fast.
You should have done the
So.
thing where you crouch down, you put one leg out in front of you and you crouch down and went between their arms or something. That's what
Absolutely.
you should have done.
Just should have red rovered right through them, but you know.
Yeah, and then twist around and skate backwards and flip them a high five or something, kind of give them the happy fingers or something
Oh,
like that.
absolutely. Yeah. He was trying
Yeah.
to skate backwards. I was not part of that club at all. But he was the one doing all the risky stuff, so go figure.
So you're skating
The
along, you're expecting to
skating
fall, and
along.
then.
But I just got to a place where there was actually no one around me. I was like, oh, good, you know, it's clear. I don't have to worry about it. And I lost my balance for like a split second. And looking back, I think what I tried to do was like, as I was like uncertain, I tried to just spin myself in a circle, like to regain my balance, but only my right leg got that message. So my right skate actually spun around to face backwards pretty much. And I started to fall, but since I'm on a rollerblade, like my foot can't come out from underneath me. So I fell backwards and I just felt a huge pop on my way down. And then I couldn't put any weight on it.
A pop in your
In my
knee?
knee,
In
yes.
your knee.
What?
Is there any video of this accident?
No. And it was, I hope not. Maybe. I don't know. I feel
You
like I would have
didn't.
found it by now.
I mean,
It was
I
not good. The
chicken,
first lady
chicken, if
tried to
you're
come and get me up and it didn't work. I was like, oh, I don't think this is going to happen. And I realized I couldn't put any weight, I couldn't get off the floor. So it was, and I was closer to the center of the ring too. This is like the most embarrassing story of my life. So I'm just pulling myself with my arms to get to the side of the ring so I don't trip anybody else and I'm out of the way.
So you're
I.
kind of crawling along like you're thirsty in the desert,
Yes, very much like that.
but
Pulling
with
myself to
rollerblades.
the side. You know, certain people are trying to help me up. The people who work there realize that I'm not getting up. And then I see the lights come up. And they're like, I'm like, no. Please don't stop the music. Don't stop the music. And I'm like
Oh, please
crawling
tell me
and
there's a
yelling,
was
don't
there a
stop.
record scratch?
Yeah.
No.
No, but the music stopped, the lights came up. They're like, do you need a wheelchair? I was like, shoot me. You know, no. They're like, do you need an
Oh, that
ambulance?
sounds
I was like,
great.
no.
Oh,
So,
please tell me they put a spotlight on you.
no.
Not only do the lights come up, they shine a
They might
spotlight
as
on you.
well because the entire they cleared everyone off of the floor and it was just me. So then they're trying to get me up and I can't get up. So finally, like Mike had just passed me, like right before I fell, my husband. So he looks back and at first he sees me fall and he's like, figures, you know? But then he looks, he goes, oh, she's not getting up. So he comes, you know, he does the loop around. I told him he could have been like the one little kid who the whole night was going the wrong way. Like if you were a little kid, I was thinking of you because you would have been this kid just going the wrong way as a
Sure.
road. And the defiance in this kid's face was hilarious to me.
Yeah. And what are you gonna do about it? Yeah,
Yeah, it was.
salmon upstream. That's
He had those like little
the way to
Fisher Price
roll.
skates on too that like don't actually roll. So
Oh, great.
he was like middle
I
fingers up
like
to
that.
everybody in here, you
I
know,
like
like
that kid.
it was like okay. But he had to come around and he immediately like he took his skates off immediately, he got my skates off and then like lifted me up and carried me over.
Was that like an officer and gentleman kind of thing? Oh,
Not
he
that
is an officer and
sexy.
a gentleman, isn't he?
Well, he's not an officer, but he is a
Oh,
gentleman.
he is a gentleman.
Yeah.
So did he pick you up? Did it feel very romantic?
No, it felt very embarrassing. The whole thing. And I'm like leaving, I'm like telling people, sorry, sorry. I'm like, it was such a vibe that I ruined it, which he's probably thinking, of course, you know, but.
So I is he carrying you and he's like, it's gonna be okay, baby. Is he selling anything reassuring like that or anything? Is he whispering sweet nothings to you? Is he calming you down? Is he
No, no, no. I could tell internally he was freaking out because, funnily enough, he called what had happened from the onset. He's like, I just know that's what it is. I was like, you're just going to the worst case scenario. He's like, I just know that's what it is. I'm like, no, it's not. And the first couple doctors did not think that's what it was, but then the final doctor that I saw it said, yeah, that's what it is. It's like, of course. But I could tell he was stressed. He was just stressed.
Sure.
He's like,
So
oh.
he gets you off the floor and then
Yeah.
it's an all skate again, or do
Yeah,
they
then everybody,
follow
and I'm
you? They
like,
follow you with a spotlight out to the car or the ambulance
they
or.
sit on the little mushroom looking seating arrangements they got in there. I don't know if those are standard at every skating rink, but they are around here. Little circle seats. And they brought
Sure.
me over ice really quick. Now, the funniest part of this story is that he drove separately that night because he was on call for work. He's a utility locator and sometimes he gets called out. So if he has to leave, so we don't all have to leave, he'll drive separately. So he had to call his parents to come so his dad could drive our car home with me and the girls in it and he could drive his truck home. So I'm just sitting there waiting for our ride. And they brought me ice. They were very nice. They brought me ice right away, which really helped. So I was just like arm dancing, cheering everybody else on until my ride got there. Trying to keep spirits
What
up.
was the pain like at this point?
When it first happened, it wasn't that bad unless I tried to put weight on it. So it was like, oh, I probably just pulled something. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. And then it did kind of start to hurt more towards the end, like right before we left. But I'm trying to not look like I'm in pain because I don't want to ruin everybody's time. And I'm there with my girls, so I don't want them to have like traumatic memories of Taylor
Sure,
Swift night at the
sure.
skating rink. But once I got home, I was like, I don't think this is good. And how much my knee swelled up said, this is not good.
Now,
And then I
I
went,
imagine you sitting there at the skating rink, and your which leg, left, right, left,
Right. It was the
right
right
leg,
one.
and your right leg, like your heel is pointing forward, and it's just completely 180 degrees to twist. The
No.
lower leg is twisted around. Is it quite that bad?
Not quite that bad.
Not
I think
quite
that's
that
the only
bad.
thing that went okay for me is that the leg did not stay like that.
So the first trip is home, not to the ER. So you're thinking, oh, I can walk this off.
Well, initially I thought maybe I would be like just down for a week or whatever, but I was not going to the ER. Thankfully, we have a lot of family members who also work in the hospital system. They knew what the wait was, and I think at that point it was over 12 hours was the wait for the ER. So much for emergency. But my father-in-law came up and he actually works with orthopedic surgeons. So he has a lot of knowledge about, he's into surgical technology. So like he's there for all those kind of operations. He has the stuff that basically puts you back together. So he like took me through like just some basic steps. He can't diagnose, but he's got a good idea. And he thought I just injured one of like my side ligaments, probably. So we had already planned to go to here, pretty local. We have an orthopedic urgent care. So Mike just took me first thing in the morning the next morning because I didn't think it was anything super, like it's not a super emergency. Like I wasn't going to die. Although
Sure.
a plot twist later, it might have happened, but
That's
yeah.
not good. How was the sleeping situation? Could you curl up in your normal sleeping position,
Oh
or was it
no.
no, you had to sleep in some weird, uncomfortable.
Yeah, for like the first almost week I slept downstairs on the couch. He slept down there with me because we have like a sectional, so he took like one side, I took the other. And it was just,
Oh,
yeah.
that's the most romantic thing I've
It
heard in
is.
this episode so far.
That was very cute. It
I thought
was.
him scooping you up and carrying you off the floor was the most romantic part, but this is a very romantic and sweet thing. That's
Yes.
beautiful.
It for sure has brought out his softest side, I will say.
Oh, I
Which is
totally wouldn't have. Tasha would have been on the couch. Me and the dogs would have been in the king size
Yeah, he
bed.
would die.
That's the way we would roll here.
I told him he could, but he's like, no, he was afraid if I had to get up at night or anything like that.
Sure, he
I
needed to
wasn't at
be
that point
there.
able to do it at all. So it was just
Oh.
propped up, and then what happened? Then we went to urgent care the next day, and they drained some of the knee. She said, if we drain it and it's clear, then you're okay. It's probably, it was just like a meniscus injury, and it'll just need some time and you'll be okay. She goes, if there's some blood in it, though, that's not good. So then she drained it, and it was mostly blood. And I
So
was
did you
like,
get to watch that? Do they
oh,
have
yeah.
yeah, and are you like it? You like that kind of stuff or
No. I
no,
can't
no?
watch the needle going in. Once stuff is coming out, I could look at it. That's fine. But I just can't watch the needle going in. So I looked away for that. They sent me for an X-ray, which I did get copies of so I could make transparencies of it, of course, for the
Oh,
kids.
good, good,
Not
good. Got
anything.
it.
I'm still trying to hunt down my MRI, but
Did you save any of the fluid?
no, they did not give me any of the
You should
fluid.
have got a like a slide of the fluid or
Yeah.
something so you could have
Yeah,
that
give.
for the kids.
Yeah, right. I should have maybe.
Okay, so it's mostly blood and they're like, eek, this isn't
Yeah.
good.
She's like, oh. So, well, and the other reason that they drained it, because they don't always have to do that, but she said that I was gonna need an MRI because nothing showed up on the X-ray, because it just sees bones. So she's like, I don't see anything on the X-ray, but the insurance company will fight us on paying for an MRI unless we give them a reason, which is why they drew the fluid out so they could say, yeah, see, look, not good. So there was that. So they sent me for the MRI. So I went that. They played Taylor Swift for me in the MRI too. So we're just going to keep this theme going
That
throughout this
was
whole
nice of them. Again,
episode.
that's another one of the layers of hell. I don't know which would be a worse hell for me, listening to Taylor
MRI
Swift in an MRI machine or in
machine.
a skating rink full of people. Both of them
Yeah.
sound discomforting in multiple ways. I can't think of that could be a future would you rather.
Yeah.
I think I
For
would
you.
go. I think I would go with the MRI probably just because I would, it would be.
For me, it would depend on whether or not I have to get injured again.
Oh, yeah,
But
that's true.
yeah,
That's
like with or without the injury, though, because that's the question.
Well, that's true. So they stick you in the MRI and you're listening to, you're rocking out
Yeah.
some
They
Tay-Tay.
told me how long, listen, this is the amount of a Swiftie I am. They told me how long it was going to take for the imaging. And I was like, okay, that's seven songs. And I was right. It was seven songs. I was just very proud of myself for that. Anyway, by the time I'm getting my MRI, my calf at this point also hurts. So, and they said that I probably tore some muscles, like I probably tore up some things. I'm assuming this is what it is. But this is the worst pain at this point, is now the, like, that night, the pain in my calf was bad. Like, wake me up crying bad. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what this is. Well, Monday they called me because they got the, because of course I had an MRI on a Saturday, so there's no one around to read it. No one cares on the weekend. So on Monday they called me and I kind of knew I was screwed when the first thing the doctor asked me was if I was feeling okay, was I breathing okay, and was I experiencing any heart palpitations? And I was like, I'm
Oh,
sorry,
well.
what? I hurt my leg. You might have the wrong person. Nope. And then I said, no, I'm okay. She goes, okay, I'm gonna need you to go to the ER now.
For 12 hours.
I was like, I'm sorry, what? So when they looked at the MRI, one of the many, many things that they saw on my MRI was I did have a blood clot. So I had deep vein thrombosis. Ouch. Like that is the worst. Like that hurt so bad for so long. It's, so now I'm on blood thinners till May, but
What was the ER experience like?
that wasn't too bad. Again, we had a family member call us in ahead of time, you know, and save our spot. But we went right over, and it wasn't that much of a wait. And since it was for a blood clot, and you know, it was on record
Made a
as being a blood
priority.
clot, I didn't have to wait the 12 hours in the waiting
No,
room.
that's good.
They took me
That's good.
back and then they had to ultrasound it to verify that's what it was. They're like, well, and they even said that when they called me and told me to go to the ER, they said it might not be But from what I'm seeing, it's probable. So, and then I, the ultrasound tech, I said, what do you think? Like, forgetting that they're not allowed to tell you, the technicians, they don't want it. They're like, a doctor will have to look at it. But the look on her face when she was ultrasounding my calf muscle, I was like, yep. So that was that. They
So,
gave me blood thinners, and in a couple of days, that pain was gone.
well, that's good. So we got the calf is feeling better, but what any painkillers? What's the painkiller situation going on here? No painkillers?
I'm sick, none.
Huh.
Yeah, if it gets when it gets like really bad, I'll take Tylenol. I didn't. They offered. They did offer them to me, but I didn't. For one, I didn't want to take the pain away because then I can't feel the way I shouldn't be moving.
Sure.
So I'm like, let's not do that. And then I was like, also, if I, then I was afraid, like, what if I have to like pee, and I just took my painkiller, and I'm gonna like, I was like, I just don't think it's for me, so I'm just gonna decline. And it hasn't been that bad since. I mean, it's sore, but it's nothing that I.
Okay, so no morphine patches or anything.
No, none of the good stuff.
That's
Yeah,
too
I can use
bad.
ice again. I couldn't for a while. Oh, because one of the things I did. What's the roundup of things I did? So I had the blood clot. I tore my calf in two places. I had some meniscal damage. I frayed my ACL and my MCL. As it turns out, my ACL was also torn. I cracked the top of my tibia, so my tibial plateau was fractured. But thankfully, that wasn't enough to really matter, because if that crack had been any bigger, I would not be able to weight bear for 3 months minimum. And I was like, shoot me. Shoot me. Like, I was not gonna make it, friends. I was not gonna make it. But it's so small that the sports orthopedic surgeon that I eventually had to see, because it was out of
Because
the realm
you're
of
so sporty.
yes. It turns out I injured myself like an athlete, which I think is hilarious.
Oh, well, congratulations.
He goes, oh yeah, that popping you felt was your femur popping out and then back in. It's like, great then.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yes, but he said I don't need surgery. First he asked me if I was an avid skier and if I was anxious to get back to the slopes. I was like, no, friend. And he goes, all right, well, if you live a normal lifestyle, it should heal enough for that. It's like,
Is there anything about your the way you carry yourself that screams avid skier?
I was like, friend, no. I was like, this was me trying to be active, and this would happen. I said, the last time I got a bee in my bonnet about being more active, I'm like, I'm going to start going on walks. So I went on a walk with my friend and totally broke my ankle. So, like, he just looked at me and he goes, swimming for you. It's like, probably a good idea.
That sounds like some sort of intentional subconscious self-sabotage
I
going on
know.
there.
I just want to be chubby forever.
Did you get one of those really cool knee scooters?
No, because I can't put pressure on the knee.
Oh.
And I couldn't. This is like the last week was the first week I was allowed to weight bear it. Now it happened like January 30th. So it happened like at the very beginning of the month.
It happened on my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. I
Oh,
broke myself.
that's so warm. I felt a disturbance in the force on my birthday, so
It
that
was
must have been
me
what it was.
making an ass out of myself at the skating rink.
So crutches.
I have crutches, which I couldn't re even really get around on those the first couple of weeks, just because the swelling was so much. If I was upright at all of the swelling kind of runs down your leg and screws with all of the things that hurt down there. And I could feel like the old injury in my ankle at that point too, because it was like pushing on whatever's not right still from my ankle breaking. Like, this is.
Sure.
But crutches for now. I can weight bear now. I'm starting to be able to walk a little bit. I can put more and more weight on it. I just can't like twist my foot at all. Like any of that rotation is straight out. I'm like,
So probably no hokey pokeying for a while.
no, that's what Chicken said. Because we had the last time we were at, it was a different skating ring and a smaller one. It wasn't as crowded. But she's like, how the hell did you do the hokey pokey last time and you were fine? Like, I don't know.
Talk to me about bruising. Was there bruising?
Not externally. There wasn't a lot
Huh.
externally. Like some places later on, you could see like a bruise that was like pretty deep down. Most of the bruising is like ligaments and bones. I apparently quite a bit of bone bruising.
Bruised your bones. That's not a good kind of bruise. If you
I
can't see
know.
it, it doesn't
It doesn't count,
really
right? That's what I
count.
think.
How have Chicken and the girls handled it? Have they all stepped up and been taking care of you? Is there a lot of taunting? What's going on?
Well, people like playing with my crutches, so a lot of times I have to ask for them back. But like, if I want to go somewhere, Mike actually left me in a Hobby Lobby in a wheelchair as he crutched away on my crutches. I was like, whoa.
I like that. I respect that. That's good.
But no, they have been helpful. It's kind of been interesting for me to see. I have a new perspective on little kids who cry about their wrong color cup. I was like, you have no idea how frustrating it is to just not be able to do the little things for yourself in the way that you like them done. Like, I'm more OCD than the average person, but I'm not terrible. But even when it comes to like making food, like having to talk people through every freaking de it's my whole freaking life is a game of blind man's buff at this point. Like, I'm just yelling out directions, hoping they get to the right place.
So that it turns out, or so that it turns out the way you want it.
The way I want it at this
Okay,
point, yeah.
okay.
I'm like, oh Lord. But they have been helpful. And what helped, we are now, I don't know if you're a Harry Potter fan, but we're doing house points. I actually started in jest yelling out house points for people. There's four houses in Harry Potter and Hogwarts, the wizard school. And they get points for doing different things. So each one of my kids is a different house the way it is. So I kept just yelling out house points if someone would help me. So they were like, "Ha!" So they made a chart. They like that. They got out our big white erase board and they're keeping track of their house points. So that helps. Except for my oldest daughter, she doesn't care. The other day she walked down. She goes, "How'd they get so many points?" And I said, "Well, 'cause they've been helping out." I said, "I'll give you points." I said, "I can use help with this." I said, "I'll give you points for that." And she goes, "Nah." She just walked away. She
Good. I
cares
like that
not.
kid. I like
Yeah.
that kid.
That's my
That's a
memory
good
for the
kid.
She cares not. The little one's competitive, so that's kind of
So it's
helped her
a
along.
Harry Potter-based behavior chart.
Yeah, that I didn't intend on setting up, that my kids set up. The best part was poor Mike came home the one day and my husband's like, "Oh, I'll give you points." And they're like, "You can give points?" I was like, why would he not be able to? It's ridiculous.
He's not mom. They know who rules the roost.
Yeah.
What has the homeschooling situation been like? Is a class dismissed or everything roll along the way it was rolling along?
It kind of, that is kind of rolled along, with the exception of I can't say yes to a lot of activities and I can't take them out because I can't drive.
Sure.
So we're homebound a lot more. But it's actually kind of the same. Like for everybody's, because I could sit there with them. We'd still do like vocabulary kind of stuff and a little bit of like a language arts, also Taylor Swift theme, just to really set you over the edge.
Sure,
But
sure.
it's a lot of fun though. So a lot of the stuff is actually fairly the same.
Are you getting antsy to want to be out being able to drive again? Or
Oh
are
my
you
God,
like,
yes.
oh, I really like being at home. I'm building a nest.
No, the hardest thing, bar none, about any of this for me is like the mental. Like I'm mentally coming a little bit unglued. So I mean, it's not just that, oh, I can't drive, but like when I think about it, I'm the kind of person who does need like alone time. Like I need to decompress. I'm stuck in the same spot all day long. And now everyone knows that I can't go anywhere. Well, so I've got free time. So I'm, like the phone calls and everyone means well. And I really am blessed to
Sure.
have that many people that care. But for me, like my social battery is so past, it's so past, like spent. I can't like just to be able to get up and go into another room whenever I want without it being like a kerfuffle. You know, it's
You poor thing. And you
I
can't just put your
just
hands over your eyes and put your earbuds in because they'll be standing there staring at you. Is there like physical therapy to rehab it that you're gonna have to do, or?
Yeah, I'm in physical therapy now. And that's they said basically that they're just building up all of my other muscles. Probably honestly to the way the muscles should have been before, this wouldn't have happened. That's what I told the guy today. I was like, I got news for you, buddy. Those muscles weren't being used before either.
Well, when we wrap up, I'm gonna go do my squats, and while I'm working my knees and hips, I'm gonna be thinking, this is why we're doing this, so that they
Yes.
so we don't break them
Yeah.
when we don't go rollerblading.
Yeah.
So will you get on the rollerblades again?
Yes, I am the one that says, yes, I can't wait to go rollerblading again. My husband is the one that's like, the hell you are. He's like, and he has been an absolute saint. Like, he is going straight to heaven, body and all. It's going to be like a Mary situation he's just taken up because, I mean, he has to do like everything for me. Everything for the girls, like all the things he usually does, plus all the things I normally do, plus the extra stuff that has to be done for me now. It's just that poor man. Poor
Oh.
man. So clearly he's not r in a real hurry for me to get back on friggin' rollerblades. And it was funny because afterwards I'm like, well, can I get a bike now? And he's like, no.
He's like, for your birthday, he's gonna get you an electric wheelchair just to keep you off your feet.
That's why I was a couple minutes late today because my friend was dropping off a wheelchair so he could take me out on bigger excursions. I was on a Jazzy going into Target the other day. He got me a
Who the
Jazzy thing,
what?
like one of those electric wheelchair things, like they call them Jazzies, you know,
Oh,
at
okay.
Target. So I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe I'm doing this. So I was driving it into Target and some lady was walking out and I was just grumbling to myself. I'm like, well, this is a new low. And the lady just started cracking up. She goes, oh, I've been there. It gets better. So I'm like, now I'm that person like beeping, backing up. I was like, I can't take this lifestyle. It's not for me.
Oh, listeners, I hope you've enjoyed Carol's misery as much as I have. Look, this story was heartwarming. I mean, Mike, look, listeners, were you with me when Mike comes in and he sweeps her up off her feet off of the floor and takes her to safety with all those kids around? I can see him probably knocking over kids, with your head and your
Yeah.
feet, trying to get them out to make a path, and then sleeping on the couch with you to be at your beck and your call.
That was very
It's
cute,
very
yes.
romantic. The graphicness of the bloody fluid draining out of
Yeah.
your knee.
Like a
This has been
bestseller.
a it's been a very dramatic and romantic episode. You know what we're gonna call this episode? I'm gonna name the episode. I wrote it down. I'm gonna name it Carol Goes to the Roller Rink, and that's gonna be the name of the episode. And I'm not gonna leave any clues in the title, and then people are gonna get this. So
Yeah.
it's gonna
They're
be
like, this
great.
isn't what I signed up for. Hey, I was euphorically happy before it happened. It was
Sure, right up until
the
you hear that
universe
pop.
said, nope.
Well, this is going to go into a very special category of Child Care Bar and Grill episodes. We've got category where Lisa Murphy talked about rashes and hot flashes. This is kind of goes into our medical abnormalities kind of category. Oh, well, I mean, Stephanie just had her hip replaced, and we did an episode talking about that.
All
So
right.
we've evolved into a medical
Yeah.
podcast. Because you never know what's going to happen at the Child Care Bar and Grill. Everybody
We're
just
just so
kind of
well-rounded,
bellies up
yeah.
to everybody bellies up to the bar, and we just start talking. This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast, the world's longest running and most prolific early learning podcast that hopes you take care of your knees.
Yes. Stay in
Thanks for
shape, folks.
listening. Back soon. Bye bye. Well, that was the delightful, because I think your message was you jacked up your knee, and I thought, I mean,
yeah, that's it. And I think a lot of my friends, I was like, oh, I screwed up my knee, you know, and they're like, oh, okay, because they know it's me, and they're like, yeah, no shit, like, what were you doing this time, like breathing, you know, because it doesn't take much for me to get hurt. And then my one friend said something, I'm like, oh yeah, I just can't, I won't be able to drive for a couple weeks yet. And she goes, wait, what how bad is it? I was like, oh, it's bad.
Oh, geez.
It's
well, congratulations. It's a it's a good story. Let's just do one more, because I have a glut of episodes in the bank right now.
Ooh.
So I don't want to get
you being ahead of schedule.
Yeah, this will come up like the end of whatever month starts tomorrow, March. So that's how far ahead we are.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. Can we do one about an update on your program? Have you been doing any work on that?
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of business wise, not program wise. Because the program just is what it is. But
yeah, you gotta. Yeah. I mean, you're inventing everything.
Oh God. Yes.
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production.